Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7.
CFW.
1057 CFW.
She's making a play. Uh-huh. Yeah, we heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire. Sign up for our free newsletter and more online at WCFW.FM.
CFW.
So I can't feel a thing from my head down to my
To 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW. Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Too much, you're the only one I wanna touch. change your mind like a girl changes clothes. Cause you're hot and you're cold.
Make someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15.
Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers.
Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
New sponsored by Peck Farms. Looking to make cash by renting out farmland? Contact Mark Peck at markpeck302@gmail.com, where great farming starts with great partnerships.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Individual conservation organizations are taking bird flu mitigation efforts into their own hands with an uncertain future on federal support for tracking the virus. Organizations like the Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance and Wisconsin Humane Society are sharing tips with residents on how to prevent the spread of bird flu in wild animals, like removing bird feeders to keep wild birds away from backyard chickens. The virus has appeared in multiple counties across Wisconsin, including the first confirmed human case in the state in Barron County. It's spring primary election day in Wisconsin, with various local elections and one statewide race on the ballot. The most closely watched results will be the primary for the state superintendent election in April. Dr. Jill Underley is facing a primary challenge from Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent Jeff Wright and education consultant Brittany Kinzer. The top two vote-getters in the primary today will advance to a head-to-head matchup on the April 1st ballot. Voting information can be found on myvote.wi.gov. A Barron County man was taken into custody following a high-speed crash in Polk County. According to court documents, 55-year-old Richard Manning was arrested following a crash in which he allegedly struck another car at approximately 60 miles per hour. Witnesses told authorities that they saw Manning's vehicle driving erratically prior to the collision. Manning allegedly refused to submit to a field sobriety and breath test, and he was subsequently charged with operating while intoxicated, which would be his fifth OWI offense. The Ethiopian Community Development Council is looking for assistance from the community to help support relocated refugees in the region. According to organization officials, the Trump administration's recent federal funding freeze has left them without access to the money needed to support their vetted refugees in Barron, Marathon, Portage, and Wood counties. Officials are hoping to raise $100,000 to maintain current staffing levels and continue providing assistance for things like rent, utilities, and emergency needs. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Borman. Keeping it frigid for one more day, partly sunny skies and a high near 7 degrees. Wind chill values as low as 30 below, especially in the morning. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 6 below. On Thursday, sunny skies and a little bit warmer with a high near 17. Current temperature, 11 below.
CFW.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
CFW.
Pages of blazing sky. I'll be where the eagle.